Well, Daryl, we've talked about interest rates before, and I guess this looming thought that we could be on a trend of upward hikes in interest rates. Where are you seeing things at right now, Daryl? Is that trend going to come true here?
Well, it looks to me like the interest rate tightening cycle continues to move ahead here, where there was some thoughts here with as a result of these recent hurricanes in the United States that the Federal Reserve might pause in its tightening cycle. But it would appear the way the market is trading right now that bond prices and treasuries are dropping in value with the resultant higher levels of interest rates in the future.
Daryl, why is it important that we watch what the U.S. does in terms of their interest rates and how they're dealing with this?
Well, our economies are very tightly hooked together, of course, Ray, and so any kind of move in interest rate policy in the United States is pretty much has to be matched or compensated by interest rate policy in Canada. And, of course, we've mentioned in previous broadcasts, our economy is in quite a bit better shape than the American economy right now. So I'm thinking here that if U.S. interest rates do continue to move higher, that Canadian rates will follow suit. In fact, may possibly even move at a higher rate than in the United States.
All the inflationary pressures are going to push this higher, are they, Daryl?
Well, there definitely is inflation starting to brew here, and of course a lot of that had to do with these rapidly increasing energy prices this past year. A lot of analysts have been suggesting that, you know, if we take the cost of living into account over time and inflation over a long period of time, that fuel prices right now are not hurting the consumer as much as they did in the earlier cycles in the 1980s. But I'm thinking here, Ray, that definitely the inflation pressure is brewing, and this is something that should be watched carefully.
Daryl, so what strategy can be implemented? Where do you start to look at trying to secure some of these rates?
Well, our rates here in Canada, Ray, typically on longer-term loans are renewed every 5 years. So trying to do this by extending your term with the bank is probably not going to do the trick. We do have interest rate instruments that trade in Montreal, a banker's acceptance contract and a 10-year government bond contract. And both of those contracts can be used to extend the pricing window on and secure a lower rate of interest over a longer period of time.
You think it's prudent that these interest rates are going to be higher for a longer term, that we need more than a five-year fix here?
Well, I think a lot of people probably forget that in the early 80s we had a very similar situation where rates were gradually starting to tighten and then all of a sudden they exploded. And homeowners in particular, or anybody that had mortgages with just 3 to 5 year terms, found those loans being renewed at substantially higher rates. I kind of liken this situation to what we've experienced with the Canadian dollar in recent years here, Ray. A lot of people got comfortable with a very low Canadian dollar, didn't see the pressures that were starting to build to move that dollar higher, and I think we're into a similar situation here with interest rates. If you need any further information, contact Daryl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.